Now I'm reading verse 1, chapter 49. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Now Christ here is calling upon the nations of the world to hear. And he was given the name of Jesus before he was born. And this name is to be proclaimed to the world because it's the name of the Savior. And the world needs a Savior. Listen to verse 2. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. Now, the sharp sword that went out of his mouth is the word of God. And the estimation of his enemies when the Lord Jesus was here is, never man spake as he spake. And the book of Revelation closes with this one coming, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword that with it he should smite the nations. It's the judgment, you see, of the nations by the word of God. And notice the identification. And he said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Now this will be true of the nation Israel, and it is true of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is a remarkable statement in verse 4. Then I said, I've labored in vain, I've spent my strength for naught and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. Now, though he was rejected, and it may look as if he labored in vain, his confidence is in God, and even the death of the Lord Jesus was a victory. In fact, it's the greatest victory up to now that the world has seen. And the emphasis, therefore, in this section is on the suffering servant. And at his first coming, he did not gather Israel because they rejected him. But he did something far more wonderful. He wrought salvation for the world. And therefore, God's purposes were not thwarted by man's little machinations. And listen in verse 5, therefore, and now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And friends, I submit this to you as being one of the most remarkable passages in the Word of God. And these are passages that unfortunately are not looked at very often by God's people. Now, verse 7, thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship because of the Lord that's faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Now, you remember Paul put it like this, that if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? In other words, he says, if the rejection of Israel meant a gospel that went to the ends of the earth, think what it's going to be someday when God does regather them.